Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and OTAP, everyone, and welcome to the Word from the Point, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benson, and once again, I am your host today on this podcast radio show, and we also broadcast live in the UNIH ATL Gabriel Walker Division of the Universal Negro Food Association. African Community States, founded by the Right Excellent, Marcus Messiah Garvey. So this is not going to be shared on Facebook in the public, because this is a private group. But today's topic is Wednesday's Why. And what is Wednesday's Why basically about? It's we want you to ask yourself why. Why are you here? And what is your purpose? And if you do not know, then I hope that you, after listening to some of the information that we share, will help spark you, inspire you to figure out what is your why. You know, why are you here? What is your passion? Because we're not here just to build work to live and die. We're all here for a mission. We need to find out what that is. We will just become wandering generality in life, not, you know, not fulfill our mission. The more I realize I do not know. So we want to talk about, you know, what's going on today in this country and what happened, and talk about some solutions, how we solve what's really going on. We do this show Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's about a 15-minute broadcast because, you know, I know we are busy, and we don't have much time to just sit down and listen to some information that's not helpful or useful. So I don't want to take too much of your time. Now, hopefully, I want to share some information that is helpful and useful. Now, this country is the way it is because there's less of two evils continue to be selected, just the way it is. You see, I've heard it all my life. Well, you know, we gotta vote. You know, and it's like, well, we're voting for evil, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Not the president that we're voting for that's evil. It's the system that we live under. But most of us, you know, we got this whitewashed story about history of this country, and the media is not exposing all the crimes against the planet and humanity that the country has been involved in. It continues to be involved. There's so many topic matters I can go into, crimes that are taking place, but I'm not going to go into too many. But think about this. We have a pandemic that's going on right now. People are about to be evicted. No more health care. People are sick and people are dying. You know, because of the healthcare system of this country, it's like, it's about profit. It's not about your health and well-being. Because if it was, they wouldn't have all the food, I mean, all the chemicals in the food that they prepare and serve. You know, they wouldn't have all this processed foods and fat and coffee foods all in the supermarket and advertised on the television, because what we put in our body determines how healthy we're going to be. It's just the way it is. Your food should be like your medicine. It should be your vitamin. But the foods, the water, so many things we put in our body that make us sick, you know. If it was a real healthcare system, they would have preventive programs or educational lessons for us to learn how to better take care of our bodies and come and promote those poisons that are basically killing us. We have air conditioning. you know. And all of this is based on economics. This country is the world prison population, but we're supposed to be the land of the free. Doesn't make sense to me. The numbers don't lie. I mean, we got more people in prison than any country in the history of mankind. Not because we're more criminal, because the system is designed for a select group of people to stay way, way on the top, while the mass of the people struggle, not realizing that it's not the way it really should be. Nobody should have to be stressed out, worried about how they're going to have a roof over their head or put food in their stomach. Not in a civilized society. So in this country, we have people sleeping on the streets, but you're not going to see that on TV. You know, they're only going to show you the good side, you know, unless they have to show you all the people right now that are demonstrating in the streets. We're not probably seeing half of what's going on because they want you to think that, you know, your vote is going to make a difference. When has it made a difference, people? We continue to enter these wars abroad, and we are still in the second longest war ever created, which is the war on drugs. And people don't even look at that as a war. But it was started at the height of the Black Power Love Movement in 1960 by Richard Nixon. You can say, you can go ahead and do the research, and you knew that drugs was not the problem. It was the Black Power Love Movement, reparations movement. At that point in time, the Civil Rights Movement was over, and we wanted equality on all fronts, economically mainly, because if you think about it, most of the people in prison today, of us, are in there because of economic reasons. Economics, you know. And the school system is not designed to teach you about economics, about money. It doesn't. It teaches you how to get enough education so you go work for somebody. Work at a job, you know. I mean, they feed this thing to us about going to college, you know. College is the answer. Unless you're going there on a scholarship, unless your parents are very wealthy, unless you can go in there without taking out a student loan, then maybe, you know, that would be a good move for you. Still no guarantee you're going to get a job after you spend 4 years in college getting an education, you know. But we have an opportunity for everybody, 98.7 to start a home-based business. Why would you want to start a home-based business? Well, one reason is for the tax advantages associated with having a home-based business. You can write off credit card bills. I'm not a tax advisor or a financial advisor. I'm just sharing information that I know and the information that I practice and I do. So home-based business. And right now, or even before, but right now with this COVID-19 thing going on with people, you need to be looking at a way to start making life more comfortable. So I'm with this company called FreeBay. FreeBay is a brand new company to start it out. It's doing the same thing I've been doing for the last couple of years now. And that's showing people how to create generational wealth. It's real simple. It's so easy and stuff to do, but most of us want to miss it. And that's why generational wealth is the mission ingredient in the African/Black family. You pay yourself first, but you want to pay yourself in real money. You know what I mean when I say real money? I'm talking about an asset that's going to appreciate that. I'm talking about solid physical gold. Now, most of us don't realize that gold is money. If you can check the Constitution of the United States, it says it right there. All right? And so, First Amendment. I mean, just go take a look at it. It's right there. But anyway, what we have here is the opportunity for you to start a home base for free. It doesn't cost you anything. The monthly fee is a majority fee. It's free. The only thing that's stopping you is you because of your apprehension, because we as people don't trust each other, and we as people, we really may want our friends or relatives to see, but a lot of us don't want them to do better than us. You know, it's this crab in a barrel syndrome that, you know, runs through our community, and it's not really our fault. You know, we've just been programmed to be skeptical of each other, because the images that we see on TV. You know, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, one of my teachers over the years, he did a lecture years and years ago on mind control through imagery. And then, I mean, that kind of was one of the lectures years ago that kind of woke me up to all this advertisement that we see, all these images that we see, so anti-African images, you know. So we absorb those into our subconscious. So we don't learn to love ourselves. We don't learn to love each other. So we don't trust each other. But we have a solution, people. You know, if you just open your mind and catch from the program, take a look around you to see that most of the people are struggling, you know. This may not be for you. You know, you may be doing okay. You know? But how many people you know that may need an opportunity like this? Open up a free gold savings account, start paying yourself first. You know, 10% of everything that you earn should be yours to keep forever. My parents didn't use it that. And when I say forever, I mean beyond your lifetime. That's how you start generations up. So that your children's children, they'll have a support. They'll have a foundation. They'll have wealth in the family. Gold has always been money, you know. For centuries, gold has been accepted as money on just about every culture on the planet. And it's never going to return to zero in value like the U.S. dollar and all the currencies tied to it because those are fiat currencies. And historically, every fiat currency has returned to zero. Now, I think I've probably said enough right there for the average person to realize that, damn, I'm losing my money because of this thing called inflation, the value of the dollar. But we try to save this because that's the program that they gave us. Save paper. It's made out of cotton. Cotton didn't make my ancestors wealthy. It's not going to make us. That's a federal debt note. If you look on it, it says note. It's not an asset. What we need to do is take those dead presidents and exchange them for assets. Send us from store our wealth and store our labor over time to build this generational wealth. When we come together and we share this with other people, you get paid to help people share, not save, I mean not spend, but to share and save. And we all win. Nobody loses. But we also have the Evo Academy, which is what I call the Entrepreneur Training Center and Success University, where you can learn all the entrepreneur and self-development information that you need. Become successful in all areas of life. We have the Crypto Robotics, Cryptocurrency Training Academy. Also, if you want to learn about this new money that's about to take over the monetary system, the people's money, cryptocurrency, yes, we've merged new money, people's money, and old money, guys, crypto and gold. That's what we have. Now, those courses, they are cost you may a few dollars, but believe me, it worked. Then we have 2999, a cryptocurrency that is pegged to a temporal grand gold, and you could be the original owner of that cryptocurrency. And whenever it moves along that blockchain, you get paid for life. And if you help other people do that, they get paid, you get paid. We have a wealth building system, an opportunity for you to create generational wealth. We are worth the point. We are the vanguard of information that you normally not going to get from school, you're not going to get from the major media. We bring in your information in the hope that it will help guide us to total liberation, freedom of our people one day, so we can do for ourselves and others do for us. We can be drawn by ourselves. So, okay, what happened to the black two-parent household that we had in the 70s? From the end of the 60s, the war on drugs, Democratic and Republican domestic war on drugs. All we have is the illusion of inclusion. Voting is not the answer, people. It never has been, it never will be. It's about economics in your capitalist society. So we're going to end here. We'll be back here Friday. I hope we share something that brought some value to you. And if we did, please like, please share, and we'll see you on the next broadcast. Peace.